Another Insta moment on Donald Trump's campaign trail. The U.S. president throwing masks to thousands of his supporters at a Florida rally. Now, his return to the campaign trail for the first time since being diagnosed with COVID-19. And speaking to supporters without a mask, Mr. Trump has claimed he is immune to the virus and feels powerful. Simon Marks joins us live from Washington now. Simon, what are some of the highlights of Mr. Trump's first day back on the campaign trail?
Well, look, I mean, he headed off to Florida, as you know, a state where he is trying to shore up a deficit that he has in the opinion polls up against Joe Biden. And I think all eyes were on him, this first rally outside Washington following his recovery from COVID-19, to see if we were going to witness a more disciplined, focused message from the president of the United States. And campaign rally fair leavened with this concept that he now feels so powerful, so immune after having beaten off COVID-19 that at one point he told members of the crowd he wished he could wade out into the crowd and kiss all of them, kiss all the men and all the women in the crowd. That confident was he that he was not in a position to spread COVID-19. Now, I mean, there are a couple of different elements to this. First of all, we don't exactly know what level of immunity Donald Trump has to the virus. We don't know what level of immunity anyone who has beaten COVID-19 has to the virus. But secondly, you know, he seemed to be making light once again of a coronavirus that has claimed more than 210,000 American lives. And we saw grief-stricken families last week after the president first sort of celebrated his recovery from COVID-19 at the White House saying, look, I'm thrilled you've recovered, but my family has been directly and dramatically impacted by this virus. Where is the empathy? Well, there was no empathy on display by the president last night. And one wonders if that truly means that he's going to be able to do anything to turn the advantage around that Joe Biden currently enjoys.
Well, he's in Florida or has been in Florida. Where's he off to next, Simon? And what kind of support is he likely to get where he goes?
Well, today he's heading to Pennsylvania, and he's definitely got a big challenge on his hands in Pennsylvania. The poll of polls in that particular battleground state shows Joe Biden currently enjoying a 7.3% advantage over Donald Trump. And remember, many analysts believe that back in 2016, it was suburban votes, particularly from women in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia suburbs, that essentially won Donald Trump the keys to the Oval Office. By contrast, in Florida, where he was yesterday, Joe Biden enjoys a 3.5% lead. And if you look at all of these battleground states, so many of them that voted for Donald Trump last time around and that he desperately needs to win again this time around, Joe Biden enjoys now a substantial advantage. Even though Mr. Biden didn't have a particularly stellar day of his own on the campaign trail yesterday, at one point he seemed to suggest that he was running for the Senate, not the presidency. He couldn't recall the name of Senator Mitt Romney, sort of struggled through that. So there were once again indications for voters looking at Joe Biden that he's not as fast on his feet as he used to be. But those floating voters that haven't made their minds up are probably also looking at Donald Trump and seeing what he had to say and what he did yesterday in Florida and are still quizzical about whether he really does, as he put it a few days ago, does he really get it about COVID-19?
Simon, let's look at Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert. Now, he has called out the Trump campaign for a misleading advertisement. What can you tell us about that and how has the public responded to it?
Look, I mean, Anthony Fauci, the president's public health official, a fixture here in Washington now for nearly 40 years, furious about the inclusion of a television quote in one of President Trump's campaign advertisements and insisting late last night that this was becoming an act of harassment towards him by the Trump campaign amid reports that the Trump campaign may be planning to include Dr. Fauci Fauci in some of its other advertisements. He insists that he has never endorsed any kind of presidential campaign, and he intimated in an interview yesterday that if this goes on much further, he will be ready to take the gloves off as far as perhaps revealing his true thoughts about what's been going on inside Donald Trump's White House. The public is split over Dr. Fauci. There are many people here who continue to view him as the cautious and sane voice guiding the country through the COVID-19 pandemic. But there are, within Donald Trump's inner circles, people who advocate Anthony Fauci's firing. The hashtag #FireFauci has become popular on social media. And so it's not immediately clear to what extent Dr. Fauci's outrage over all of this is entirely reflected by members of the public.
Yeah, thanks for giving us up to speed across all of that. Simon Mark speaking to us from the US Capitol.